What about the transferring of the...
No. Kumlein ha-blakimoto, we're up to Kubidoch ha-kufam al-alaf. Yesterday's going to have Tariq Tess. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Shmo says every he told his nephew you cannot bracha. Yeah. So Al Tereb asked the question Hichas Talmud Torah in Kuntres Achim. In Perig Gimel Kuntres Achim Alf. Here Rabbi Shimon Yochai says you do Perig Echad Shachis Perig Echad Arvis Yoytza, and brachas he says, what are you talking about? If you're going to sit and work and do this, you have to learn the whole time. And Rabbi Shmuel, who told his nephew over here, don't you learn Chachmi Yevonis, find a moment when it's not day or night, then you learn Chachmi Yevonis, said in what do you call it, in Ketzim Avarchin, that you should work and learn, you can't just learn. Many people tried to learn Chachmi and work. So how does it reconcile? So that explains... Yeah, but how do you explain Rabbi Shmuel? So the Alter explains in Kitzur like this: Rabbi Shmuel, there's one thing called, there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah called Yediyas HaTorah. You have to know the Torah. Another mitzvah is learning Torah. Even if you know the Torah, you have to continue learning. There, it's talking about a person who hasn't started learning yet. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, "Haven't started learning yet? You got to spend the whole day in yeshiva, no secular studies. You got to go to kollel for a couple of years until you get to know the Torah." Here he's talking about, the Gemara is talking about a subject here where this guy says to his uncle, Bishmol, I know the whole Torah, what's the story with me?
There's no such a thing as knowing the whole Torah.
This guy did. You know, and I, for, as you, what did he have? They had 600 Masechtos. But in those, you couldn't learn, the whole Torah is gul. It's the depth of the Torah that's unlimited. So here we're talking about somebody who already knows the whole Torah. So he fulfilled the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, now it's the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, "Perigar Shach, whatever is enough." That's Rabbi Shimon Yochai. When it comes to Rabbi Shmuel, the Rebbe says that the issue here is not Chachma Chetanius. This is Chachma Yevonis, and Tesis Asam Adal Bay says that this is only talking about Greek, because Greek philosophy is very seductive, and it's not talking about Chachma Chetanius. It's talking about only it's all this cursed philosophy that caused many people to become Hellenists and to go away from Yiddishkeit. So it's not a stir. That's how the Alter Rebbe deals with it. Did they bring the Alter Rebbe over there?
No. Well, Greek is so catchy, they'll get you.
Yeah, well, look what happened to Hanukkah. The aristocracy all were Hellenists because they were all seduced by this Greek mythology and philosophy. Okay. Anyway, you know, we'll start from the bottom of the page here. Quickly over here. So we say Vigisa Bayom Velayla was said to Yeshua is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Pliga, by 6 lines to the bottom. 7 lines to the bottom, the Tai Tess on the base. Pliga, this argues Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rabbi Yenison, that possibly, this possibly, Vigisa Bayom Velayla is not an obligation. The Tzadik Tess 99b, the last 7 lines. Eino lechayva, it's not an obligation. Velay mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Remember, we learned in Shabbos of Chavei, there's different levels. Chayva is much more than a mitzvah. Mitzvah, if you did it, it's a mitzvah. But chayva is you have to go out of your way and make sure it happens. This mitzvah, this pasuk, v'gisa bo yom v'layla, is not a chayva, not even a mitzvah. Ela bracha, it was a blessing that the Eibusha gave to Yeshua. Ro hakadosh baruch Yeshua shivet techavim labi yaisi. So the Eibusha saw that he loved learning. Taida, how do I know that? Shenemar, it says u'misharse Yehoshua benun and the misharis of Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua benun. Not he was young, la yomish v'chayil. He never moved himself in the oil. Even by the eagle, he wasn't there. He was standing next to the mountain. Yeshua, Kol Kachavivin Alecha Divrei Torah. You love Torah so much. I bless you that Lo Yomish Seifa Torah Picha. You'll never leave you. Torah Bishmol Divrei Torah Lo Yelecha Chayva. Don't treat the Torah like an obligation, which means what? What's like Viyata Rashi Vutatzchem Em. On the other hand, you cannot walk away from it. Rashi says in his pshat that don't when you have an obligation, let's say a loan, you want to quickly pay it off and get it off your head and off your shoulders, a pain in the neck. Don't treat the Torah like some kind of a chayv that you can just get rid of, because you can never exempt yourself from it. Tosin says no. You know what the Gemara means? Interesting. The second pshat Tosin says, don't make the Torah chayv that you have to learn the rest of your life, a whole day Torah on its own, because Torah im derechetz, you have to learn Torah and go to work. One time to sin is a machlekes in the Tosis Yeshani Masechta Yuma, which is the primary, which is the secondary. Teide im der Cheres, igi ha-shnei mishkach ha-zovim. Teide im der Cheres. So which is the main one you should do and which is the secondary? Im. When you say im, so whenever you say im, which is the primary? One opinion that Ben Tam says there, that Teide im der Cheres is, Teide is the primary. And then also have, do some work. Other Rishayim learn faket. That Teide, you should take a little bit of Teide to eat your Cheres. You work, but make sure you learn an hour a day or something. The main is your der Cheres and a little bit of Teide. But that's what it means. And then to bring a third shot, don't think that you have to finish the whole shas and know it word for word and the whole chassidus and Kabbalah. When the Mishnah says you don't have to finish the whole job, it's talking about learning. You can't expect be expected to learn the Torah to kula, like you just said. But on the other hand, so you have to learn as much as you can. Whatever it is, it is. Hashem convinced you to learn Torah to avoid Gehenna. He saved you. He saved you from this place here that's very narrow, which is referring to Gehenna. And you shouldn't be stuck in it. Boy, a person generally comes and proffers you advice. He's trying to hurt you. He means better. It better been for himself, not for you. They asked the question there. Okay. She bring good zachen. Yeah, very good. Okay. Good on them. Good on them. You should bend that page in so you'll remember it's the Kalayim voice. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisis ha'adam medakut l'chayim. That's what the Rambam and the Raman Tanya Periches. And the reason why he said no to him was because we've learned from Gamliel that based on Gamliel they were allowed special dispensations because they were royalty. They mingled with the royalty of the Romans. And Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "You're not royalty. You want to go and work for the government. It's not your role in life." Today you don't have to go to university to get a profession. You do everything online. You don't have to show up even once. You don't have to show up in university. Do everything online. Right? Here, he's an accountant online. No? Almost. First part. Okay. But technically...
Yeah, but you can. Today you for sure can.
Yeah, but they can do everything online. I bet you could. Everything's three-dimensional now. You don't have to see people. I was now in Montreal, and someone from the Valley was there showing us their latest gadget. So they had a thing you put on a virtual reality, and this is for medicine. So the person was wearing it. Suddenly we saw his eyeball on the screen, and with your hand, you can take it and move it around. So he was standing moving around, and we saw the back of his eye, the side of his eye, every vein, every nerve working there. It's better than you had the real thing. Because it's enlarged, and you can see count every vein.
Yeah, but the coil to do the actual surgery,
that you got to do. I don't know. I'm not a surgeon. Okay, let's continue. Let's go. I took out of the narrow place of Gehenim. Why is Gehenim narrow exit? Because of the smoke should all be there. We're on top of the page. Kufim and Aleph. But Teichah should remain in there. You say the entire Gehenim is very narrow, so it's not so bad. That actually, once you go inside, it broadens, it gets much wider. And we're talking about Gehenim there. Now, all of these are metaphors, because we don't know exactly what it means here, but he's talking about metaphors, as you see. For a king, it wasn't prepared. And Rashi says here that a Talmud Chacham is referred to as a king. It says, that every Talmud Chacham is a king, and if he sins, you would think, well, Gehenim doesn't deal with kings. Maybe a Talmud Chacham will escape Gehenim, even if it's sinned deliberately. Talmud Leimer, it says, a Pasig, Gamuhi, Lamelech Chacham, is prepared also for the kings, even for Talmud Chacham, but they sin. Aye, Veshemet Toymet, Aimba 18, there's not enough wood. Talmud Leimer, It says in this very pasuk, "Medurasa eish ve'etim harba," big furnace, and there's a lot of wood there. So this is all metaphors, obviously. V'shem ha'tayim ezeh u'schari. Say, okay, the schari, you don't go to Gehenim. That's the schari for learning Torah the whole time. You don't, no, Tamalayim. Not only you won't go to Gehenim, but in Gan Eden you're going to get a much greater Gan Eden. It says, "V'nacha shulchan tcha, you'll fill mole desha, and your table will be full of good things." We learned before in the Mishnah that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the lechem aponim was distributed on Motzei Shabbos and had to be eaten then. What happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday? What does it have to do with lechem aponim? Nothing. It has to do with the Seir Musa. It's a big machlekes. The Ritva in the end of Rosh Hashanah brings Rabbi Haigoyen and others a machlekes in the times, the calendar. If they were able, if they still follow the same rule that Yom Kippur can fall on Friday and fall on Sunday, Hoshana Rabbah can't fall on Shabbos, Purim can't fall on Shabbos, did they follow those rules before they had the calendar or not? And one of the rayas that the Achrenim bring is from right here, because the Mishnah says that if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, what did they do with the Mukar Musaf? How did they eat it? How did they prepare it? Because on Shabbos you cannot prepare things that weren't, wasn't Chayvus Hayyim, it was yesterday's carbon. That's one that I. How the others answered, so I don't know. That means they didn't manipulate it in the times of the age. The age came along. Whatever day it is, it is. So it could be. It's possible. You keep on Shabbos. The others say that it's only in hyperbole. It's only a theoretical case. It's not. It doesn't happen. But the way the Gemara words are, you see right now, so it says if you keep it falls on a Shabbos, what happens? You couldn't cook it. You can eat on Friday, only a Friday night. Otherwise, it's nicer. But you can't cook it. So they would eat it raw. Who would eat it raw? The Babylonians. That's something else. They can add one day. We learned before the whole Cheshbon in Sanhedrin how they added one day or 2 days, but more than that. That means it's kufa, yeah. Could be, but that's a different thing, yeah. That's to conform with the Torah's requirements of when the entayim should be. But this is talking about mitzad, our comfort, convenience. You don't have 2 days Shabbos and so on. So what? So they used to eat raw meat. And they weren't Japanese, they were Babylonians. Truth to be told, they weren't Babylonians, Alexandrians, they were Egyptians. Because the Rabbonim hated the Bavlim. So they called them, these Egyptians, as Babylonians, a derogatory term. And why is it a derogatory term? They ate raw animal. Tasha says over here on top of the page, why would they hate the Bavlim? Because the Bavlim refused to go with Ezra back to Eretz Yisrael. They refused to make an Aliyah. They stayed in Chutz La'aretz. And as a result of that, the second base of Mikdash didn't last forever. And they blamed the Bavlim for that. Hence, they hated the Bavlim. Tanya Nabi Hachi, so we learned Rabbi Yisi, Emile, Bavlim, Alexandria, Egyptians, Turkish, Sinai, but Bavlim, because they hate Bavlim, they call them Bavlim. Amle, Rabbi Yehuda, Tonuar Daitoch, Shinachta Daiti. He made me feel good, so he shows me feel good. Because I come, my pedigree and my ancestry comes from Bavel. So I felt bad. Now I don't feel so bad, it's Egyptians. Why don't they feel so bad? It's hard to understand the Gemara. The Bavlim, they use the term Bavlim because it's a derogatory term. Because of their obstinacy, they refuse to go to Israel, the Shechin is not there. That doesn't bother him. What bothered him is that a couple of people ate raw meat and they called him a freses, he gluttoned, and they claimed bubble for that. That bothered him. Why would that bother him more than the fact that they obstructed the Shechina coming? I mean, if you think Rabbi Yehuda would be more bothered by that, that, you know, my ancestors, you know, prevented the Eibishter coming to Gul Shleim and all that, I mean, shouldn't that bother him more? I don't understand. Why?
Obviously,
it says right there. He was happy. Rashi says it. Mishpachas Rabbi Yehuda meBavel Haisa leficha some happened to Rabbi Yehuda. He was happy that even though the rabbis hated Bavel, but at least they weren't the ones who were gluttons. Eshon Tzveitens Rashi in the Mishnah seems to learn that these people only ate the raw meat when Yom Kippur fell on a Friday. They never generally ate raw meat. They were like Moisa Nefesh to prevent the Easter of Noisa. So the good people. And if they were called Bavelim, so what was he upset? They did a good thing. Novost, the term Bavelim is like a derogatory term. They still hated the Bavelim, even if these people weren't, you know, they did it L'shem Shemayim. He didn't like the fact they were called Bavelim. But the fact that they're still called Bavelim, so how come Tanur Daiti? Why are we calling Bavelim when they weren't Bavelim? Because Bavelim is a bad name. They're bad people. Nu, and he came from Bavel, so what? Why suddenly does it feel good?
He probably had a reason we don't know.
Yeah, so then, anyway, whatever. Okay, back to the Mishnah. See the lechem b'Shabbos. You organize the bread of Shabbos. What happened? You organize the bread of Shabbos and you organize the bezichim mitzvah Shabbos. You're supposed to. Sorry. You're supposed to put it on Shabbos. It's supposed to be two Shabbos and they're supposed to be there for 8 days. But you put the bezichin on Motzei Shabbos, which means the bezichin, the incense, which is the matir for the bread, wasn't there for a full 8 days. It only got on the Motzei Shabbos. And now you can no longer leave it for another Shabbos because the bread, you'll have the Isra of Lina. You'll have the, because the bread now was Kodesh, is sitting on the table. You can only have it for one Shabbos. So what do you do? Is the whole thing is possible. The hektar, or what is it? Sidah lechem Shabbos, lechem Shabbos, hektar bezichim b'Shabbos, and the following Shabbos, you went ahead and you marked the bezichim like you normally do. Puzzle is puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because the matir wasn't done properly. But the bread, on the other hand, is lechem haponi, because there's already on the table from Shabbos to Shabbos, and therefore you have no choice. Ain't chayav nalem shab pigul, therefore you're not chayav on a pigul because you didn't do a full carbon here. If you, let's say, you roasted the bezichim on the mizbech, having in mind that you can eat the bread tomorrow instead of today, there's no pigul at all. Why? Because it's not a proper matir. It's possible. But neither is there noiser. There's no noiser on the bread. Why? Because it's not suitable to be eaten, even though you're not allowed to eat the bread. But noiser, kares, you won't get. Nor tummy. For tummy, prisoners, you get kares. Here, you won't get kares. Why? Again, because the matir wasn't done properly.
So, but at the point in time when he puts it in on Motzei Shabbos,
doesn't matter what time it is, yeah.
So, going forward to the next Shabbos, if you say he comes and says, hey, I made a mistake,
we'll soon see. Nothing you can do if you put the bread on the table on Shabbos, you'll soon see. Sidras alechem zbichim b'Shabbos. What have you organized everything on Shabbos properly? But vehikteres abezichin lachar Shabbos. By mistake, you went ahead on Sunday, and one kohen who was very, you know, enthusiastic, went ahead and he was marked to the bezichin on Sunday, so he didn't allow it to be there for eight days. So it's possible again the same thing,
the day after.
Why is no chiva pigul? Because again, the carbon was not properly noise. There's no noise. If a tummy, you don't get kodesh. What about sidi? That's alecha b'zichin lach Shabbos. You organize everything b'tzoy Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? The hekti that's a b'zichin b'Shabbos. So let's say you did everything b'tzoy Shabbos and you took the thing like following Shabbos puzzle again because that had to be the 8 days. So what are you meant to do by mistake? Instead of putting it on the table on Shabbos, you put it on a Sunday, on a Monday. What do you do? Kate said, "Yasa, what do you do if you put nothing on the table yet until Sunday? Let's say till after Shabbos, so didn't go through Shabbos yet. What should you do? Yani cheno leShabbos haba, leave it there for 2 weeks. So the first Shabbos will make it kodesh, and the second Shabbos is when you bring it up." And there's no problem that it's there longer than 8 days. Shafili al shulchan yom rab mimbekaklum is absolutely no issue if it's there for a long time. Because it's not that the table was not mekadesh the bread until Shabbos. The Shabbos day, that's the date, the correct date to put on the mekadesh. So if it's that day from Sunday,
so
who cares?
So in other words, if you get the on the Shabbos,
that's the problem. That's why we had all these problems. No, there's nothing you can do. Finished. Because this bread, next Shabbos, will become, if you don't do anything with it, becomes puzzle. Because lina. But the bezichin you can't do next Shabbos, there's nothing you can do. That's the first case of Mishnah.
So
that means they have to toss it away. You can't do anything with it.
This week's cycle is gone and finished.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right.
Yeah,
the first 2K, yeah. You burn it and finished. Nobody eats it. Nobody eats it because you didn't do correctly. You have to do correctly for the kohen can get their portion.
But you have to leave it till the Shabbos, this lechem that doesn't have bazichim with it. You have to leave it till Shabbos and then burn it.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
You don't leave the table. Now,
we learned yesterday, tamid.
Yeah, you can't remove it. You can't remove this lechem.
That's right, yeah. Now what we learned there, Amalem Amuna, the Muna would say, Tzuru, go out and see, Megiyaz Manshchita, talks about, let's say, Kippur, they go and send out, or every day to send out to them, tell us if it's yet daylight, so that we can go ahead. And Shech the Karben Tamid, Imegiyah, Haroya, Imegiyah, the guy comes, Haroya, Oime, Bar Koyi, he says, I saw the morning break, I saw the day break. So they break. They would say, that's another question. Hey, this is on your kippur. Hey, pnei kol hamizach ad shebechevron. Let me ask you a question. Did you see the entire sky light up all the way to Chevron? And why in the world do you mention Chevron? So Rashi says, we want to invoke the memory of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were buried in Chevron, so therefore you mention their name there. Sorry?
Something
about the Yishalmi. Oh, yeah. So, this is it. So, Rashi means Yishalmi, that's why we mention Hebron.
I wonder whether the bodies of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are still intact.
There's no question about it. First of all, we had the Merubah Basi. Remember, Abinoy went inside and he sat down on Avram's lap. He saw that Avram, Sarah's head was on Avram's lap. Yes, tzaddikim, their bodies remain intact through Chisam Eisim. Hain. And this person would say, yes. Why do you have to go all this? Why do you have to go through this whole conversation? Because Pamach has happened once. All of on Yom Kippur, all of Moir Lavana, Lavana came up. The Dimu Shehayim Mizah. They thought the sun came up. Shachtu as a Tamid, the Shechter, the Tamid Vaytziula Beis Asreifa, and then after they realized that it was night time and you cannot shech the carbon at night, so they had to burn the carbon. And then Vayridu Kohen Gadol Beis Atfila. Then he went to the mikveh. They have a rule in the base of Mikdash called Amesich. Anybody who has to defecate a Sadaglov by squatting, Toh and Tefillah has to be able to wash himself off properly on Yom Kippur. The Chol HaMatul Mayim, to urinate, Toh and Kiddush Adamerlam, to wash your hands and your feet. If I remember correctly, we learned Yuma, but we were having problems there. Exactly, Yom Kippur in Yerushalayim, that it should be, that it doesn't come in so late that they should make such a big mistake. Seeing the moonlight, thinking that it's sunlight. I like the winter when it's late.
It's the time between the changeover of summer.
Exactly, so it's like 6:06. You know, it's 12 hours. Tanya Buda Babin loizu bevad. I said not only this, that not only if a carbon was shechted at night, you have to burn it. Even though a bird that you just did malika at night. No, it's not a choshev. It's not a no. These are kabana tzibur. Carbon tamid is for the whole community. This oil is oif is not a carbon tzibur. It's an ordinary bird. If you did it at night, also you have to burn it. Umincha shenik b'layla, or a private mincha that you did commit at night, you have to burn it. I understand why oil is oif. You can't, once you killed it, you killed it. Ela mincha efshel the mahad kaim aduchta. If you made a mistake and you took out the kaimitz of the mincha in the middle of the night, then you realize it's nighttime. It's not day. Just put it back. What's the big deal? The comes be a mum and do it again by day. Says the mother, he asked the question, he answered. Klishadis mekachin shalebis manu. When you took the claimants out of the mincha, you placed it into a klishadis. And the klishadis sanctifies it even if it's not the right time. The klishadis sanctifies it even if it's not the right time. And therefore, it becomes kaidish. Okay? The klishadis at the time, even if it's not the right time. Meisve, therefore at night, and once it becomes kodesh as a kaimitz, you cannot put it back into the ordinary, the shiurim of the mincha. Meisve, that's a question. You're telling me that at night the klei shadus is mekadesh. Didn't we learn? Anything we can bring by day becomes holy by day. Malayla, kodesh malayla, bemi malayla. Things we can bring by day by night, like nesachim, is kodesh bemi malayla. It says, anything which has to be brought up during the day can only become sacred by day, not at night. Einu, it's more answers. That this committee did at night does become a kodesh, a certain modicum. Kodesh li kodev av a kodesh li posel. Ain't no kodesh li kodev. You're right. It doesn't become kodesh that you can go bring him as bech fafal. You ruined it. But it becomes kodesh that it posels that mincha. You cannot bring the rest. You cannot put it back in. Moshe Rab Zeder, that's the question. Sidres Alechem says, my mission, you organize the bread, Vesabazichin Achas Shabbat, but you organize the bread and the Bazichin Sunday, Vehiktir.
He didn't remain because he said,
Vehiktir, Esabazichin Beshabbat, and you're following Shabbat, you brought the Bazichin Psula. So everything you brought, Matsai Shabbat, you brought Zichin Shabbat, it ruins the whole thing. Second case, not mission, Psula. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do? Yanichena le Shabbos Abba. Since you organize it on Sunday, on Matzai Shabbos, so leave it to Shabbos. Shafili hi ala shukhan yamara, me mekadu the matter. Nabi Isa, gidat le Shabbat, shalai bizmanon. If you can tell me, that clay shodis is mekadish, shalai bizmanon, is liktish really possible. If you're going to tell me that clay shodis is mekadish, shalai bizmanon, so there is, l'chayr, according to you, so why can't, so let l'chayr, yeah, the bread should become holy on the table, Matzai Shabbos, and once Shabbos goes by, it's Selina. The one who asked the question is a good question, but I want you to know that Avud Rabbah was saying his own opinion. If he would have said his own opinion, you would have a good question here. How come the table wasn't sanctified, the bread and so on? It's a braisa. Kasava, this braisa holds like this. Laila emichusas man. Hayami michusarin's man. When you're not supposed to do something at night, it's still part of the same day. Night day is one day. So therefore, if you did it at night, all it is a question of a few hours of time, but it's the same day. So nothing changes. So therefore, the keli is mekadosh it to pasul it. And you cannot take the kaimitz and bring it back to the rest of the mincha because the kaimitz became now sanctified to the extent that you can no longer use it. But by the Shulchan, Matzoy Shabbos, it's a week apart. It's not the same day anymore. And what's not the same anymore? It's not just b'chus hazman. There's a change from a Shabbos to a Sunday to a Monday. And therefore, the table did nothing. Not only wasn't a mekadosh to be able to use it, it wasn't even mekadosh to pasul it. Nothing happened.
Between the Sunday when you put it on and the Shabbos,
yeah.
then it's really like sort of a chulin on the Shulchan.
Yeah, exactly. If you put it on Fridays, it's only Shabbos that makes it holy. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Oh, but since normally when he's supposed to put the lechem upon him on the table, Shabbos morning. If you put it on Friday night, if you put it on the previous Shabbos, what will happen is it'll come Friday night, it's still sitting on the table. That moment it should become puzzle. Because it's supposed to be by day, but you just said at night is lav b'chusas man, so therefore it should puzzle, the bread should make the holy puzzle. What does the Mishnah give you a remedy? Follow it another week. Sounds like from the Mishnah that nothing happens at night. Zero. And therefore, you should be able to put the kaimitz back into the mincha. But he wants to say, "Kimati laila
v'shimsha."
Yeah, but yet it says clearly here that by lechem upon him, you put on a couple of days before you're supposed to. But leave it for a week and a half. Leave it to the second Shabbos.
In other words, putting it on at night when it's not the time to put it on is disregarded, and it's assumed that you put it on midday for the next week.
Yeah.
Yes, they should put it on Shabbos.
In midday, yes.
In midday Shabbos.
So what did he do? He went put it on Sunday.
So what was there on Shabbos?
Maybe it stayed empty. The Shulchan stayed empty.
It's impossible because I feel they moved it.
Yeah, but I guess...
They didn't do it.
No, they removed one, but then you put the new one on.
That's what happened. We learned before you allowed to. Remember if you come later.
And that one which stay over the second Shabbos, it's a...
So this is it. So this is what the discussion is now. So the Mishnah says that it stays the whole week, and then next Shabbos you don't remove it, and then at that time it now becomes a lechem upon him for the Shabbos after.
But the question is the second Shabbos. As soon as it hits Friday night, it should become puzzle. Yes, you did. A mistake happened. What's going to happen? So the Gemara, but it comes in the second Friday night, leaked his relief, so it should become puzzle right then. Before Friday night, you took it off the table, and of the first, well, this not the second Shabbos, the first Shabbos. Remember, it's chulin the whole way through.
Yes.
Comes Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before Lich mentioned, they would remove the lechem upon the table, wait till Shabbos morning, and put it back on the table. That's what they did. Right before Shabbos, they took it and removed the first Shabbos. They didn't remove it. Remember, they put it on the table the wrong time. It's as if a monkey put it on the table, and therefore that even bismanoi the table is not mekadosh it. Exactly. So by mincha you did everything right. It's the same day, you did it correctly. And the night, even though that you shouldn't do a night, laila lav mechus hazman. So you did something. So therefore the kaimitz becomes holy. You cannot put it back. Over here, you did it a couple days before, you did nothing. And it's like a monkey did it. So therefore, even if it left it on the table Friday night, nothing happened. It doesn't become kodesh unless a person puts it in. Or somebody did it in L'shem, L'shem mitzvah. And therefore, it's because when you put it in, there's no shaykhus to any mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, the two loaves of bread, necholas, eaten, ain't pachas, mishnaim, not less than 2 days from the baking, including the day of baking, but never more than 3 days. Ketzer, what am I talking about? Nefesh, Merav Yamtiv. If you don't bake them on Yamtiv, you bake them Erev Yamtiv. Now, why do you bake them on Yamtiv? Because it says, Alochem, you can only do on Yamtiv things which are your own purpose, but not a carbon, which is a carbon zibur, which is not for your own purpose. So you cannot bake it on Yamtiv, you bake it Erev Yamtiv. So therefore, it's always the second day. Necholas, be Yom Tov, so if you eat on Yom Tov, it's the second day. What happens if Chol Yom Tov is Achar Shabbos? If Shavuos falls down on a Sunday, then you bake it on Friday, so it's the third day. Nechol Shleisha. What about Lechem Haponim? Nechol. The Lechem Haponim is a Nechol Pachas Mishtisha, is a minimum of 9 days, because you bake it on Friday, you don't bake it on Shabbos on Friday, and you only eat the following Shabbos, so that's 9 days. Never more than 11. Ketzet. Nefer Mer Shabbos, they baked it on Friday, Nechol Shabbos, they ate it the following Shabbos, so that's 9. Tisha. Chol Yom Tov leaves Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos for the same reason. They wouldn't bake it on Yom Tov. Nechol Asar Yom, they would bake it on Thursday. So that's 10 days. What about Shnei Yom in Tovim Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Arichta, and we're not allowed to even at Yisrael. They had 2 days, 2 days of Shana. So Shana falls out on Thursday and on Friday. So then they would eat it the second Shabbos. It'll be nechel achra 11 days. 11 days. So Rashi has an interesting question. If Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday and Friday, then what's the following Shabbos? Yom Kippur. You couldn't eat on your Shabbos. So you'd have to eat Motzei Shabbos. That's 12 days. Why does it say only 11 days? So Rashi answers, because when it comes to Kachim, this is a conundrum we have here. When it comes to Kachim, Halayla Hoylech Achrayim, so Motzei Shabbos is really part of Shabbos. So it's the 10th day. It's 11th day. So interesting. When it comes to eating, we say it's 11th day. When it comes to the carbon, we say that it passes by that doing it at night because it's part of the next day, and therefore it ruins it. And Laila because man, you know, we're working a kachim and we're using the Laila going both ways, that it's part of the next day and it's part of the last day, and it's hard to understand. Exactly how it worked. Why over there just before we use the water as it's part of the next day. And here we're saying,
even here when you're saying
it's part of the previous day.
Scenario before, it wouldn't be 11, it wouldn't be 10 days. It would be 9 days if you say that.
Why? You know, they did it by day.
No, because in that night is still the 9th day.
Yeah, but they baked it on Friday.
Yeah.
So Friday, baked it on Friday, and they would eat it on Shabbos proper. They eat it on Shabbos. Why would they eat it on Shabbos? They wouldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos. That's the 9th day. Right. Yeah. Something about it. The Rashi's here, and this Gemara here, ask a lot of these kind of questions. It's not Rashi's style to do that. Very seldom we have Rashi asking like these kind of questions. It's more like a thesis. That's one of the reasons why they think that the Rashi here is not really Rashi. Okay.
And I thought you already switched back to saying that it's for sure Rashi here.
They said they think it's Rashi. I know, they said they think. But the style, this kind of, I just gave you that question there. It's not a Rashi kind of question. That's you see that in a Rashbo, in a Ritva. Anyway, you cannot bake it on a Shabbos. I lechem means not for goyim. For goyim brings a carbon. Don't bring much of it. But carbon tzibi you could. Yes, because of the Shir Shayim. Remember that one day came after Mincha and they brought the wrong carbon, so they decided that anybody's Mincha also would be 2 days.
So in other words, if the Eidim came on Aleph Tishrei, which is let's say Elul was never Meubah, they said, right? So in other words, they came on that day.
If they knew, they knew.
They came on that day. So in other words, they did all the avoiders on that day. But what did they do the next day? We know it's a soul. They're still doing Yontav.
They did not do. They only later on they made the kind of they should do their 2 days regardless.
Right.
After that mistake happened.
But I understand. So
they did 2 days.
2 days in the Beis Hamikdash.
Yes.
Avoided for 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. He holds that lechem is only to negate goyim. But one thing is not doich is if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, you cannot bake lechem upon it because there's no lechem on Yom Kippur. The one who holds that you do not bring the dorim because it says lechem only where you benefit yourself and not where part of it goes to the gevoya. And even though you get back from a taser, he says in Beya there that it comes from the Eibishter, you're getting it back from the Eibishter. Leitema, don't learn the pshatism that Isa Mirzichazi. You might argue that even according to them, Matayda really you could bring the dorim the davis on Yom Tov. Why not? Because you can eat part of it. But Rabbanon who the gozru, Rabbanon only worried Shema Yishir. Rabbanon worried that people are going to be, you know, it's too lazy to travel to the Shalayim to bring all their personal kabbalists. They think, look, it's coming Pesach soon, in 2 months I'm going to go to Yishlaim anyway, I'll save some expense and I'll go then. And what's going to happen is they're going to pile up all these kabbalists, and a bit of achmanis on the kainim, and won't be able to function. And also, we don't want to be over Baal Ta'achid by delaying all these kabbalists. So therefore, there's two problems. So therefore, maybe it's only exeter abanan. It's not pshat. They hold that mahatoida you cannot bring it because lachem means only if you have the carbon is yours for your own personal benefit, not if like chagiga carbon simcha, but not nedarim v'nedavis. I'll prove it to you. Ashtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, the chayvus ayemu, they weren't nedarim v'nedavis of volunteer. They were a chayv of the day. So there's no problem about tachin. That's the yamtiv. That's the mitzvah to bring in that yamtiv. And there's no question that you're going to delay because that's the chayv. The chayv to bring it on shavuos. And yet, what we just say in the Mishnah that you cannot do it on yamtiv. Now, why not? What's it? What are you worried about? Tachin? There's no chash that you can delay. What? Is a rayid mahatayda? You cannot because you're not benefiting. Lechlemem shem yisha uktani endoichel shalaz yamtiv. Is a raya because of lachem only in the sorchechem. Hadin alach shtei halachem. We're getting closer. Nenta be weiter. Says the Mishnah, Hamenoch, Rabbi Shigeru says the medal when he finishes this book.
What month is supposed to be the big seal next year?
Another year, the early January. Either January 2nd or around then. Oh. It's a time when nobody's there, let's put it this way.
They'll have to delay it, no?
If you delay it, then you can't catch up. It's very hard. People want to start
Zafiyemi. No, start the new cycle,
Will come in, they brought the Daf Chaf already, they're going to lose the Cheshek. You want to stop in the middle. Remember last time we started, we were through the door? It's interesting to watch. You take a video every month.
But that only happens once. No, but what
every cycle, same thing happens. Starts with a bang, and then ends with a fizzer.
No, but I mean, the learning could go on the new cycle on and on just to see them.
The seam galvanizes people, gives people the cheshek. No, what do you have? I don't know.
1st of January.
Let's learn the Bible. Anyway. Hadna loshtelach. Says the Mishnah, Hamenochis, the Hanesachim, if you have a Kor Mincha or you have Nesachim, Shenitmu, that became Tamei. The question is, can you redeem it and with the money buy a new one or not? So the thing is, there's a concept, if something has Kedushas Haguf, that it itself became Kedush, you cannot redeem it. By a carbon, you can, by contracting a mum, and then you sell it with the money, you buy a new one. But other things, that is no mum, you cannot redeem it. But if you did not become Kedush yet, only Kedushas Damim, that means the value of it, then you can sell it and exchange it for money. So Menachin Nesach Nidmu, actually, Kitcher Mikhaili calls man, you didn't put inside a Klishadas, didn't become Kedush, Yeshlem Pidyon, you can redeem it. Once you put it inside a keli, became kodesh, and kedushas haguf, it itself has become kodesh. Ain lehem pidyon, you cannot be paid it. Ha'oifes, birds, ve'etim and wood, v'alavoin and incense, v'chleisharis and the utensils, the base of Mikdash. Mishen nitmu, once they become tamei, ain lehem pidyon, there's no pidyon there. When can you be paid only by a behemoth when it contracts a mum? But all of these other things, there's no way of redeeming it. Shalei nem a pidyon el a behemoth, only by a behemoth when it has a mum. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, afila hein tahidi nivdin. Shmuel says that menachos and nesachim, even if they're tahid, you could be paid. We just said in the Mishnah that calls man you weren't Mekadosh, and the Keli you can be paid. Says he, not only if it became tamei. The Mishnah talked about it became tamei. Shmuel adds, even if it didn't become tamei. You think only Tameh because you have a reason to redeem it because you can't do anything with it. But if it's Tameh, maybe leave it where it is. Says no. Even if it's Tameh, Kol's man, it didn't become Kodesh, you can be paid. My time. Kamba de Lekotchi Bikli Kudushas Namaninu. Kol's man, you didn't put it in the clay shutters, it's only the value that is Kodesh. Or Kudushas Namim Nivdin. Anything that would only the value is Kodesh, you could change it for money. And that money, use it for that purpose. It says Mefeshan the Mishnah that it became Tameh. How can you say that even if it's Tameh? Who Hadin, he answers, I forgot the loy nitmu. Really makes no difference, tell me not tell me. Kozma's not kodesh, you can redeem it. So why does the Mishnah mention dafke nitmu? But I did a kaboy, Mr. Sefer, wants to say in the Sefer, Mishikitru Bikli, ain't land pigeon. In the Sefer, wants to say, but once you made it, kodesh, it's far foul and you cannot redeem it. Is that filu nitmu, nami loy, and there, even if it became tummy, chidish there, even though it became tummy, it's like a mum. You would think that just like by an animal, it has a mum. You can now go ahead and redeem it. So maybe, because you can't do anything with it. So maybe by, let's say, a mincha, if it became tummy. Since you cannot do anything with it, maybe you can redeem it with money and then buy a new mincha. So you had to say nitmu. So therefore, nami is a nomination, it's a nitmu. The Fadesha also used an expression of nitmu, but really, Kol's man, you didn't make it holy, even if it's tired, you can just swap it and redeem it. The whole case of the Mishnah is extra. If you didn't make it Kodesh, then Pshita, obviously you can redeem it. What's a chilek? Kedush is hagufninum. So, actually, Kitcher Bekeli, called my Yuan Makaj Bekeli, Honami Pshita. Yeah. What was that? What was that? Okay, it says here, Mishikitshu Bekeli, another way around. Once you made a Kodesh and a Keli, you can no longer redeem it. Pshita, isn't that obvious that once it's Kodesh and a Keli, you cannot redeem it? Kedush is Agufnino, that's the rule, it's a principle we learned all the time, that if it's Kodesh, Kedush is Aguf, you cannot redeem it. So what's the Mishnah trying to tell you the second half? You're saying that Reish is because of the Sefer, but the Sefer Guf is no Kiddush. It's a weird. Salkit, that I would have thought that a mincha becoming tameh is no different than an animal becoming a balmum. Especially, we'll show you there's a pasuk where a tameh is referred to as a balmum, or balmum is referred to as tameh. So we would have thought that just like over there you have no breda, we allow you to redeem it. Here also you're allowed to redeem it. Well, balmum mikra tameh, balmum is called tameh. So therefore, tameh namik balmum namik. We should treat a tameh like a mincha, like a balmum. Even though it's kodesh aguf, kinof of emu miflik to be redeemed is hani namik to be redeemed. Kamashalon. Come to teach you the lav ki hai tomek kari rachmar al balmum. When we call a balmum a tome, it's not referring to this particular din of redemption. The mikleshod is like ashkhan de mifrik. That once it entered in the kleshodis and it became holy, you could no longer redeem it. Even a behema balas mum. That you could redeem, right? A living animal, you can redeem it without a mum. But once you shechted it, and we learned before that a knife is considered clay shadus, once you shechted it, you can no longer redeem it. So the same thing here. Once the mincha, even the tummy, kol ha'bal mum, once you place it inside a clay shadus, is beyond redemption. What do you call it? Heicha ikra tummy. Where do you find a balmum sometimes referred to the Torah as tummy? That's what you tell me. You would have thought, because Balmum and Tomei, the Torah uses the same term, where do you find that a Balmum is called Tomei? So Gemara said we have two psukim. The Tanya, we learned in the Pasuk where it says, V'im kol behema tameya, if you have a Tomei, to get behema. Ashallah yakiri, it says that Shalom yakiri, men of karmel Hashem, that you cannot bring from it a karmel to Abish. What you do, you just stand it up before the Kohen and work out an assessment. Yeah. So that's one Pasuk. And then there's another pasuk where it says in the same parsha, we're not talking about over here tameya, literally tame. We're talking about an animal that has a mum. How do you know? Balmum that was redeemed. Maybe talking about an animal that's tame. When it says v'im babehema hatameya. If it was a tomatic behema, and then it says a pod of, you should redeem it and you should add a fifth and so on and so forth, hadi behema tmeya muda. Homani mekai, what do I do with him called behema tmeya? And not only that, in called behema tmeya, it says in the pasuk behemid, you should place in front of the kohen, that means it's still alive. The other one, it's not alive, it's not alive anymore, here it's still alive. We're talking about here, it's not talking about a tomei, we're talking about a balmum that was redeemed, that the pasuk is talking about. That's right. So we see, therefore we would have thought that a balmum and tummy have the same dinim, that just like a balmum you can be paid, a tummy also can be paid. That's what we would have thought. So yachol yivdu amum, but I would have thought, so since you can redeem it, I can redeem it also, and a mum oiver, that means a transitory mum, that today is here, tomorrow is gone. You should also be able to redeem it. It's impossible ever to bring it up as a carbon. Misha ena kreva l'Hashem kolikin. Yotzezu, this one here, she'ena kreva yin kreva l'machar. So therefore, we would have thought, because Balmum and Tomei are interchangeable, we would have thought that in our case of here, that even though it became Kedushas Aguf, not Kedushas Damim, we would have thought that even though it became, that's what we're talking about there, Erchin, but we would have thought that even became Kedushas Aguf, also, just like a behema, if it has a mum, this, and a tummy is like a mum, so maybe you can go ahead and redeem it, and Misha tell you, you can't. I'll see you tomorrow.